Word travels fast, Smoke.
It always does.
The first rider burst into the large tent.
I don't know him. You?
Unfortunately, yeah. He's one of Tilden's gun hands. Calls himself Tay. Ran into him when I was riding with Preacher, back when he was known as Carter. I heard he was wanted for murder back in Arkansas.
Sounds like a delightful fellow.
He's a bully, but don't sell him short. He's hell with a short gun.
Better than you, Smoke?
No one is better than me, Lewis.
I believe I am better, my friend.
I hope we never have to test that out of anger, Lewis.
We won't. But let's set up some cans and make a small wager someday.
You're on.
The gunfighter Tay turned slowly, his eyes drifting first to Lewis, then to Smoke.
Hello, punk.
Are you speaking to me, you unshaven lout?
Nah. I'm talking to your pretty boy there.
The leather thongs that secured the man's guns were off, left and right.
You're a fool.
I'm gonna kill you for that.
I hope you have enough in your pockets to bury you.
Tay's face flushed, both hands hovering over the butts of his guns.
$100 on the Circle TF rider.
You're on. Gentlemen, bets are down.
Tay's eyes were shiny, but his hands were steady over his guns. Smoke held his beer mug in his left hand.
Oh, God damn you.
Please, after you. I always give a sucker a break whenever possible.
The single slug struck Tay in the center of the chest and knocked him backward. He struggled up now on one elbow and looked at Smoke through eyes that were already glazing over. He tried to lift his free, empty hand. The hand was so heavy he thought his gun was in it. He began squeezing his trigger finger. He was curious about the lack of noise and recoil.
Maybe we don't have to set up those tin cans.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.